Krishna. My name is Sikimihiti Das, disciple of Prabhupada, co-president ISKCON Atlanta. So today I'm speaking, of course, many more qualified people to speak, but Prabhu, I guess he likes to have a nice variety of devotees speaking, so I'm speaking to you today. Lucky Pladanath Swami's not here. He's giving a Russian class. Oh, great. Okay. I'll be less nervous. So we're going to be reading from the ninth canto, chapter 16, Lord Parshuram destroys ruling class. And he's going to get down to some killing now, finally. And I'm going to read the translations from verse 7? 10. Okay, verse 10 to 19, and then we'll chant the Sanskrit on the board. Actually, it's a combination of two verses, but we'll chant the last shloka of that 19. So for the sake of time, we'll just read English. Once when Parshuram left the ashram for the forest with Vasuman and his other brothers, the son of Kartavarjuna took the opportunity to approach Jamalagni's residence to seek vengeance for their grudge. The sons of Kartavarjuna were determined to commit sinful deeds. So they consciously knew they were going to be committing sinful deeds. Therefore, when they saw Jamalagni sitting by the side of the fire to perform yajna and meditating upon the Supreme Person of Godhead, one who is praised by the best of selected prayers, they took the opportunity to kill him. So because he's meditating on Krishna, that was good for him. But it wasn't very good for those people who killed him. With pitiable prayers, Renuka, the mother of Parshuram, and the wife of Jamadagni, begged for the life of her husband. But the sons of Kartavirajuna, being devoid of the qualities of Kshatriyas, were so cruel that despite her prayers, they forcibly cut off his head and took it away. Lamenting in grief for the death of her husband, the most chaste Renuka struck her own body with her hands and cried very loudly, "O Rama, my dear son Rama." Although the sons of Jamadagni, including Lord Parshurama, were a long distance from home, as soon as they heard Renuka loudly calling, "O Rama, O my son," they hastily returned to the ashram, where they saw that their father already killed. Virtually bewildered by grief, anger, indignation, affliction, and lamentation, the sons of Jagannathi cried, "O Father, most religious, saintly person, you have left us and gone to the heavenly planets." Thus lamenting, Lord Parshuram entrusted his father's dead body to his brothers and personally took up his axe, having decided to put an end to all the Kshatriyas on the surface of the world. O King, Lord Parshuram then went to Mahishmati, which is already doomed by the sinful killing of a Brahmin. In the midst of that city, he made a mountain of heads, severed from the bodies of the sons of Kartavirajuna. So today's verse, I'll read the text 18. Tarakthena nadim goram abrahmanya vayam vaham hitum kritva pitivadam chatre mangala. This one is, this can't read it. What is this? Karyanam, misprint. So we'll chant text 19. Repeat after me. Tri sapta kirtava prithvim. Kritva nikshatriyam prabhu. Samanta panchake chakre. Shonito dan hradannava. So I forgot to chant the invocation prayers before the class, so we'll do that now. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayana Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Srinivata Swagata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtanam. Hiri Tanstohi Bhadrani. Vidunoti Saritsitam. Nastapareshu Abhareshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavarutama Shloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So the word for word. By the blood of the sons of Kartavirya Arjuna. Nadim, a river. Goram, fierce. Abramanya Baya Avam, causing fear to the kings who had no respect for rabbinical culture. Hetum, cause. Kirtva, accepting. Pritirvaram, the killing of his father. Chatre, when the whole royal class. Amangala Karini, was acting very inauspiciously. Tri Sapta Kirtava, 21 times. Pritivim, the entire world. Kirtva, making. Nikshatriyam, without a Kshatriya dynasty. Prabhu, the Supreme Lord. Pashurama. Samanta Panchake, at the place known as Samanta Panchaka. Chakre, he made. Shonita, Udan, filled with blood instead of water. Hradan, lakes. Nava, nine. Translation. With the blood of the bodies of these sons, Lord Parshurama created a ghastly river, which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for rabbinical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the men of power and government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parshurama, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of the earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchaka, he created nine lakes filled with their blood. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Parshurama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His eternal mission is Paritraya Sarunam Vinasaya Chaduskritam, to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants, to kill all the sinful men in To kill all the sinful men is one among the tasks of the incarnation of Godhead. Lord Parshurama killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times consecutively because they were disobedient to the Brahminical culture. That the Kshatriyas had killed his father was only a plea. The real fact is that because the Kshatriyas, the ruling class, had become polluted, their position was inauspicious. What to speak of now, huh? Brahminical culture is enjoined in the Shastra, especially in Bhagavad Gita, Chattavanya Maya Shri Stam Guna Karma Vibhagasaha. According to the laws of nature, where at the time of Parshurama, or the present, if the government becomes irresponsible and sinful, not caring for Brahminical culture, there will certainly be an incarnation of God like Parshurama to create a devastation by fire, famine, pestilence, or some other calamity. Whenever the government disrespects the supremacy of the personality of Godhead and fails to protect the institution of Varnashram Dharma, it will certainly have to face such catastrophes as formerly brought about by Lord Parshurama. Om Gyana Timiranjasa Gananjanan Chalakaya Chakshulmi Tamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bicharani Nivrasesha Srinivadi Pashita Deshatarani Mukham Karota Vachalam Pangu Langantani Girin Yakripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Vancha kalpa turubhyas cha kripa sindhu bheva cha pati tanam bhavebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now there's quite a bit in this purport. You could talk 1 year. So sometimes it's very difficult to give class. You keep jumping around. What? Maybe this, maybe that. I don't know what to do. So I changed my class 20 times between yesterday and today. So what I looked at this morning, that's what we'll talk about. Okay. So one point that I wanted to bring out, maybe it's not the main point. We'll get to the main point of this report, but the Lord, we have to remember that actually He is kind. He loves the demoniac and the devotees. He loves both. From reading this pastime, it seems like Parshurama, as it mentions here in the translation, on the plea of retaliating, that he's retaliating. But actually, we know in the Gita, he says, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu. He says, I'm equal to all living entities. Name Drishas Yapriya. That he doesn't hate anyone and he doesn't favor anyone. So, we have to analyze these pastimes on our different levels. You know, we have, of course, the demoniac people who, on the very lowest level of demoniac, there is no God. And maybe some are a little more religious. Like we see here in Hiranyakasipu, he knew the Vedas. Even when his brother was killed, he was pacifying his relatives. Very nice philosophy, wasn't it? You're not the body. You shouldn't lament. And after all that nice philosophy, what did he say? I'm going to kill Vishnu. You see, so his realizations were limited to the philosophical. So then amongst devotees we have the Kanishthas, Madhyam, and Uttamadhikaris. So generally when you talk about a lot of these pastimes, you know, sometimes you have a tendency, you have to speak to your audience. Don't just mix it all up. Even Krishna says like that is one of the offenses, 10 offenses to explain the glories to the unfaithful. So does that mean we don't preach? No, you don't immediately, especially in America, just start telling people about, oh, Krishna is the lover of the gopis. Right? Oh, yeah, I like that religion. No, you're not the body, you're not the enjoyer. Let's understand that first. Then let's talk about how Krishna is the lover of the gopis. So, become expert. Srila Prabhupada said like that actually too about himself once. He said, I'm like one of those karate masters from Japan, very expert. He said, I know exactly which blow to deliver at the right time. The philosophy, you see. So, of course, if one, he's Nitya Siddha, specially empowered. And we shouldn't think that, well, I have to become like that also before I begin to preach. No, for whatever level you are, just go. Krishna's going to send the proper people there. So anyway, again, the point is that we know on the higher level that this ghastly scene, you know, nine lakes of blood, who likes to see such a thing, you know. And Vrindavan is nice because you get to see all the extremes. You get the hogs eating in the gutter, and you have the beautiful temple. I'm staying down at this Karuna ashram or something, so it's on the end where they throw everything. So the animals, that's where they sleep at night. And some nights they're killing each other. Last night I woke up like, what the God? There's like, somebody was dying. It was so, just to hear it was horrific. I couldn't sleep anymore. I took my noise cancellation headphones. Okay, let me put that on. But the thought was already in my mind. So what to speak of, imagine, you know, you see this scene that the chopping. It says 21 times, right? You think, well, what does that mean? So no one's really explained it, but the different theories that are there are meaning 21 divisions of soldiers are coming. You send one division, he kills them, they send another. It also refers to sometimes as 21 sons. So anyway, Krishna's killing and his embracing is the same on the very high level. In terms of pastimes, we can see the differences and appreciate them. You can appreciate them on at that level. Otherwise, what's the point? If Krishna's doing everything, then you know, you don't feel like doing, what is my motivation to do anything? Krishna's doing it, I'll just sit back. No, that's not the mood. So of course, we're hearing the killing, but there's also the other side. Ye bhajanti tumam bhakya mayi te teshu chapyam. He says, but even though I'm equal pose, but on the other side, if someone renders some service to me, they become very dear to me. They become so dear to him, he says, that they are in me. Have you ever loved anyone that much that they feel like they're part of your body? Mothers have that experience, actually. That's easy for mothers. They go, yeah, my child. You know, even the child is in another room. Oh, she's missing. Where's my child? Men, maybe it's a little more difficult to feel that much empathy. So, again, we can use that example of a mother and a child to understand that difference is that parents, they love their children, and children are independent. You know, you want the child to be a certain way, but you're not the controller. So some children will be very obedient, very dutiful, doing everything very nice. And with those children, what do the parents do? Oh yes, you can have more internet time, you can have some candy, you can go. Another child, not doing things very well, then you're constantly, no, sit down, don't move. No internet for you for 1 week. You see? Is the parent favoring one or the other? No, he loves both. And we can see on a higher level that same child, naughty child, becomes a murderer of men, slaughters 20 people. And in the court, a jury of his peers are convicted him of murder, put him to death, kill him, we want our retribution. And in the back is the mother crying, isn't she? Oh, he's a good boy, he just needs some help. Please don't kill my baby. So that love is there. So according to our love, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochalena, you see things accordingly, as we saw in these previous verses. They were so blind with rage that their father, brothers were killed, that they wanted to retaliate and kill Parshuram's father. Even though he's Brahmin, and they're Kshatriyas, they should know better. Kshatriya means he's killing, but he's killing under control. Sudra just kills anytime, no control. So some people say, yeah, I'm Kshatriya. Really? Do you get angry all the time? Or can you control your anger? If you can't control your anger, then you're Sudra. That's not Kshatriya, just because I'm angry. See? Just like in the battlefield, we read in Mahabharata, the battle's going on, and when the conch shell blows, what happens? Hey, I'll come together, have some dinner and talk. Oh yeah, very good fighting. Yeah, that was very nice. They're not still angry. You know, they're not angry. So, those kind of leaders we don't see anymore. Even Vaishyas, practically speaking, you don't really see real Vaishyas anymore. Or even Sudras, they're all Malechas, practically speaking. We are Vaishnavas, which appear to be like Brahmins, but that's not really Brahmin in a sense. So I heard a devotee once talking to another devotee in Mayapur, and he was saying, you know, I'm Kshatriya. And I said, I'm a Kshatriya. And he goes, well, I'm Vaishnava, so therefore I'm all of them. I'm Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishnava, and Sudra. Because I'm Vaishnava. So we're just a servant. We're trying to please Guru and Gauranga. That's above all of this Varnashram. So Lord Krishna, again, he appeared for those two purposes. Paritnanaya Sadhanam Vinasasya Duskritam. And we're analyzing this pastime in that light. Again, we're seeing here how Parshuram, very particular, coming to alleviate these demoniac kings. That was Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga, again, as mentioned in other classes, very elevated period of time. People are more self-controlled, longer life. Matter of fact, we have descriptions of that, like we heard the other day, people could hear something once and remember it. So how elevated they were. So this kind of activity, which goes on nowadays in Kali Yuga, people just think, whatever. You know, we have our President Trump and everybody. After a while, people are, they don't even get shocked anymore by what he says and does now, you know. It's become normal. You can see Kali Yuga is advancing. You know, the leader of the country is openly saying, yeah, I did all those things. What are you going to do about it? People go, okay, whatever. Yeah. Where's the Kshatriya that can come and just cut his head off? It doesn't exist. Nobody has that power anymore. Or you can kill like Arjuna. He could kill 10,000 elephants. Right? If we brought one elephant into this temple, I don't think our temple president could stop him, you know. He starts breaking everything because he's angry. Wah, wah. What are you going to do? You can't even stop one elephant, even baby elephant. And he could kill 10,000 of those elephants. Even the Brahmin, just by their desire, you are dead. They just desire, you're dead. So, all these things are lost. So at the same time also, the other demoniac are not just those gross demons. We see other pastimes where Krishna, he's also killing the demoniac mentality in his devotees. Right, the pastime of Indra. He's devotee, but he's the king of the universe. So he's got big desires that cover him sometimes. And so many pastimes there. We're here in Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill, isn't it? The coward boys, coward men, they are worshipping Indra. Actually, that worship they did of Indra was just, it was a tribal ritual. It wasn't something out of the Vedas. It's just something someone started and it became part of their tradition. You'll see that in many cultures. They have a tradition of doing things. But Indra liked that puja. He liked that puja so much that when the boy, that little boy Krishna, convinced him not to do it, he became offended. What is this? Are they listening to a child? You see, his material desires blinded him. You can see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He became so enraged that, you know, he tried to kill them all. So Krishna expertly destroyed his pride. You think one lesson would have been enough, right? No, he had to do it a second time. Oh, this Banasura. Oh, please. He's taken my mother's jewel. Krishna, please. See, when we want something, we're very humble, aren't we? Oh, no, Krishna, okay, no problem. Because his wife, Satyabhama, was desiring something also. So you figure, okay, I can do both. I'll do this for Indra, then Indra will have to give me something too in return. So he takes Satyabhama, they go up to the heavenly planet, everyone is blowing the trumpets. Oh, Krishna, so wonderful, kill the Banasura, return the jewel. And meanwhile, Satyabhama wanting to feel that she is the best wife, that's how wives are. Rukmini got one Parijata flower. No, I want a tree of Parijata. So Krishna, yes, I will get for you, no problem. Let's go. So she immediately grabs one of the plants, the trees, and the residents of Indraloka and Indra became very angry immediately, just like that. No, I don't think so. We're the only ones that have this. Nobody in the universe has this tree but us. You can't have it. It is Krishna. And what does he have to do? He has to fight Indra again. So Krishna is also Parityanaya Sadunam. Sometimes he's Duskritam with the devotees too. He has to try to break their pride, you know. Another pastime also is with, it was Bhaumasura with Indra. Bhaumasura is with Lord Shiva. A thousand arms. And he pleased Lord Shiva by playing the drum so he could dance. And he's so pleased with him. So he became his guardian. But I don't know why. I guess he didn't realize the power of Krishna. He kidnapped Aniruddha. So Krishna came and Shiva saw that Krishna is going to kill him. What did Shiva do? He came to protect him. Isn't Shiva the greatest Vaishnava? And why is he fighting Krishna? Of course, we know on the higher level, there's yoga, maya, all these things are there. Also to enhance Krishna's glory. Because Krishna, he wants a good fight. Who's Banasura? That's just, you know, nothing really to fight with. And in the course of the fight, finally Shiva sends his Shiva big weapon to attack Krishna. And Krishna sends his Vishnuishwara. And the Shiva Ishwara is dying he became intelligent. He took shelter of Krishna. He didn't take shelter of Shiva. Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're so powerful. Oh, please. Okay, I'm pleased with your prayers. And then Lord Shiva begged on the behalf of Banasura that, please don't kill him. Please remember that you promised Prahlad Maharaj you would not kill any of his relatives. He got him. He's okay. We'll leave him with four arms. And he can be your servant. Go. So, this Paritnyanaya Sadhu Namvinasa Chadha Duskritam. It's actually pastimes and not just work. It's pastimes. So, down to the work level again, of course, this purport is talking about the result of bad government in the material world, because we all have selfish desires, we're all self-interested. Therefore, we require some rules and regulations. In the spiritual world, there's no police department, there's no government, there's practically no rules and regulations, because everyone has the same interests. We don't want anything. Actually, we do want something. We want Krishna to be happy. What can I do to make Krishna happy? That is very difficult to conceive of that mood. We can understand it, and to some degree. As a matter of fact, amongst our practice, is recommended that we should meditate on going back home, back to Godhead. We can relate to that, isn't it? Who wants to take birth again and not remember Krishna? Nobody in this room. Dare raise your hand, right? Nobody wants it. So we can relate to, I don't want to suffer. The spiritual world is the most wonderful place. Please take me there. So that gives us some enthusiasm to serve and perform our sadhana. You know, I want to just love Krishna. Well, you know, that's, at least for me, that I'm not quite there yet. Where that's the full enthusiasm. I can relate to it and hear it in the pastimes and appreciate it from a distance. But to really heart feel that, you know, that is pure love to come to that platform. So in the spiritual world, they're all like that. Therefore, those devotees, in that platform, there is no restriction. You are such chit ananda in vigraha. You can do anything because you're full of knowledge. How can I please Krishna? Oh, Radharani is very dear to Krishna. So let's make some tasteful arrangements for the two of them. Nikunja yono ratikeli sita here. Ya ya yubir yuptira pingshaniya. We sing that every morning. Our spiritual master is making these tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha Krishna's loving affairs. So how to do that? Okay. How about if I become a tree? Because any couple, when you there's a couple and there's some relationship you want to enjoy, that means you require what? Nice, beautiful park, chirping birds, isn't it? Some nice aroma from flowers. You see, now the enjoyment is enhanced. Oh, yes. So, the devotees become all those things. I'll be the tree. And I'll give shade to Krishna. You know? I'll become the blade of grass. Maybe Krishna doesn't even come there. Maybe once a year. But when he's coming, I'm ready. I'm there. I'm the blade of grass. So in the material world, also these things are here. And we're enjoying the trees, the grass, right? But if you really think about it, who wants to be trade places with that tree? Okay, you enjoy and I'll be the tree. Who's ready to do that? One devotee. I'm not ready to do that. I don't want to be a tree. Standing there, and monkeys on you, and birds picking on you. All day long. I'm going to be president of the United States. That's what. Bill Gates, how about that? Yeah. I can't relate. Too much work. Down here, they glorify you more. President Trump was just here, right? 100,000 people. And he's like, yeah, yeah. So nobody wants to become a tree. In the spiritual, they want to be a tree. Not even a question. No. I'm the blade of grass. You can go run with Krishna as a coward boy. You can do that better than me. Go. They're not pulling everyone down, you know. Excuse me, Radharani. I'm part and parcel of Krishna, so it's my turn. See, that's democracy. We have to share equally. It's democratic. Nobody gets more, nobody gets less. Everything equal. My turn. Step aside. Things like that. So, Prabhupada called it demon crazy. It's like honor among thieves. The thieves plan together to steal something. Then afterwards, let us divide it honorably amongst ourselves. So, in the material world, we require this Varnashram Dharma. And by following it, everything is provided, even for your material enjoyment. As we know in this pastime, this earth planet was so opulent that even the Gandharvas and Apsaras would come down here. That's what kind of began this. The mother of Parshuram saw them sporting and she kind of, ooh, you know, a little thought into her mind. So, of course, this world we understand is cycling between these four yugas. You know, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. And according to the modes of nature, we materially enjoy and suffer accordingly. So, therefore, Krishna comes as these Das avatars, regularly scheduled. So that he knows at this particular time, Parshuram needs to be here because, you know, mode of passion is going to be a little prominent. I've got to cut some heads off. So that's a regular occurrence. Just like we also, say I grew up in Chicago, and when it gets around August, you know, winter is coming. Let me change the tires on my car so I can drive on ice. Let me get the cold clothes from the closet, put my summer clothes away. Everybody prepares. Because we know this is what to be expected. It's not a shock. Oh my God, there's snow. Where did it come from? No, that's not like, you know. So Kali Yuga is here, and in Kali Yuga is the result of the accumulation of so many sinful activities that in Kali Yuga it is simply meant for suffering, punishment. That's what it's meant for. But once in a day of Brahma, once every 1,000 Kali Yugas, we get this special mercy. We get to attain the highest platform of love. It's Goloka Premadan. And we get it so easy. It's Chan Hare Krishna. Causeless. At the beginning of this Kali Yuga, the sages were gathered at the forest of Namashrayan. Being as advanced as they were, they could see Kali Yuga is coming. Even though they know it's there, they still thought, let us try to stop it. At least, we'll perform a 1,000-year yuga. You see how the heart of the Brahmin? But in this particular Kali Yuga, Krishna appeared. And they got even more than that. Appears King Parikshit. And along comes Shukadeva Goswami. And little did they know, they would hear these wonderful pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam. 7 days, 7 nights. So absorbed, they don't even eat, don't sleep. Full attention. Imagine Bhagavatam class, 7 days, 24 hours a day. No prasadam. What? I don't think so. Well, maybe of a certain Maharaj is speaking. Sundaris can speak like that. Radhanath, some of them, they think 7, 3, 4, 5 hours, nothing, isn't it? Lokanath Maharaj. So really, keep you. Well, I don't need prasadam. Come on, give me more Maharaj. So in this Kali Yuga, even ourselves, Prabhupada, near the end of his preaching mission, he mentioned Varnashram Dharma. As a matter of fact, he's thinking, let me go to Gita Nagari. And let me show them how to do this. Even though it's impossible, it's not going, well, I can't say that, but still it's, well, let me try. In this age, the jaga is Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. And we can see that by this chanting that it is so auspicious that it can nullify some of the effects of the sinful acts. Such is it unimaginable how much daily, how much sinful activity is performed on this world, isn't it? If you go on the internet, they have one site, I can't remember the name of some world meter statistics about so many things. How much oil is being consumed, how much. I mean, it's scary when you watch it. What's happening? You know, the economy is going up and down. There's supposed to be 100 different stats. They need to add one there. You know, how many cows have been killed today? Or in the past year? How many chickens and how many abortions, you know, are happening? Have a count of sinful activity count. Yeah, he has it, but he needs to. Maybe some devotee can make a website like that. Just put that out there. I bet you people don't go to it. They're like, oh my God. As we see here in this pastime also, that this city, just because what those kings did, they had to get the reaction. This is how reactions come. It's not just the individual. So many people are party to it. You know? So one good thing, at least about Trump, he gets the result of our kirtan also. Because he's the king of the ISKCON temples. So all the books that are distributed, he gets some of that credit too, because he's the president. And he also gets, you know, the other things too, I guess, for all the cows and everything else that are there. So if we really want to, and as we can see, like Gopal, I was talking to him this morning, he's from the time when they didn't even have books and they became devotees. You know, amazing. And back then, I remember when I joined, I first received the Back to Godhead magazine. I was 16 years old. And I'm reading it, and it's like, don't eat meat. I go, I never heard of that before. Never entered my, don't eat people, don't eat meat? Shocking. This is what it was like then. Now everybody knows, even doctors. No, no, eat less. Eat less, it's not good for you. So after reading the magazine, I was convinced, okay, I have to do this. I tell my mother, look what I just read. Isn't this wonderful? She's like, no, no, no. You're going to die, fool, if you don't eat meat. I said, no, it's not going to die, right? She takes me to the doctor, even, you know. We have our annual, and he's explaining to me with her charts. You have to eat meat. You have to do these things. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So my mother says, okay, fine. I'm not cooking any more vegetables. She's a little clever too. Now you see her. Oh yes, I'm trying to eat less meat. You see? We've purified them with Sankirtan. Actually, the whole world is. They're not giving us credit for it now. Actually, there was a Anuttama Prabhu, he saved an article from a magazine in Scotland where a reporter actually wrote like that. He says, if you're vegetarian, if you're this, you might be a little bit of a Hare Krishna. And he gave us full credit for all these things that are occurring in the world. Because he timelined it. As our books are being distributed, devotees are increasing. All these things are manifesting in the world now. You see, people, you know, don't eat cows, don't do this, don't that. Even, I think just at this Academy Award, one of the actors even made a big statement like that, you know. Why are we killing these baby cows? Even, oh wow, that's amazing. Speaking like that publicly. You dare not say that in the 70s. People will call you crazy. You're brainwashed cult, you know, now. Yes, very nice, yes, yes, yes. So it's slowly. So it's our responsibility if we want to bring some peace to these people that we increase this Harinam Sankirtan all over. Here in Vrindavan, we have it going 24 hours and Krishna thinning so many people. I see so many new people coming. I don't know how to approach them. I tried walking up to one and just ran away. I guess I thought I was going to ask for money or something. They're used to the beggars on the street. Give me this, give me, give me, give me. I look a little Indian. So, no, I don't need anything, I don't need anything. So some of the white body devotees should approach him. No, just let him walk by. Yeah, wow, very nice. Look how many people are coming. Hey, where are you coming from? Your first time here? Wow, amazing. How do you like it? Great. Let me get you some Japa beads. You can do this all the time. I go to China now and pretty much we preach like that. Because they have the habit of chanting on their Buddhist beads. And some of them even have 108 beads. I think you've seen that in those Asian currencies, right? So I just tell them, don't chant that mantra, chant Hare Krishna. It's Maha mantra. They go, okay. And they just switch. I said, wow, that was easy. In America, I was like, oh man, you're trying to brainwash me, you know? Yeah, I am. Chant this. Just try it. 10 minutes a day, as soon as you wake up. As soon as you get up, grab your beads, and then after that, do whatever you have to do. Try it. You know, okay, I'll try it, you know, since you put it like that. Then you can start texting me, did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it every day? Did you do it? Till they delete you. That's okay. That's our. That's like Lord Nityananda. He's falling at their feet, isn't he? They knew Nityananda was, he arrived as an avadut. So people are like, you know, stay away from him. Sometimes naked, sometimes like this, sometimes opulent, sometimes, you know. So when they began the Sankirtan, him and Haridas are knocking on doors. Nobody would open the door. It's those two madmen. Don't open the door. Who knows? They're probably trying to see what we have in our house so they can come back and steal it later. Still, he fall at their feet. Please, just say Hare Krishna one time. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So this is our business in this Kali Yuga. And we can give people this mercy that happens only once in a day of Brahma. How long is a day of Brahma? Like billions of years. Imagine that. And we, somehow or another, only 500 years away from Mahaprabhu. And this Prabhu will get really lucky, you know. He can go in Prabhupada's room all the time. Hey, Prabhupada, what about this? What about that? When I joined, you forget it. It was, you couldn't even get Maha. Can I get some Prabhupada Maha? You don't even see it. Never made it past all the sannyasis and everybody. You had to go steal it if you wanted something. You know? I've been a devotee maybe 3 years. Probably the first time I got some Maha from Prabhupada, I was in Mayapur. I said, I'm going to get some Prabhupada Maha. The heck with this. I just stood outside his door and just waited, you know. In those days, it's not now India was very opulent. Then it was Mayapur, forget it. Prasadam was. And the pavilion is. I never seen flat rice. The first time I see flat rice like that, buffalo yogurt. Maybe a little doll, some eggplant, and that was it. Even if you had money, you couldn't buy Maha. I'll buy some. No, it didn't exist. Some devotees would sneak off the Navadvip and eat in the shops, I think. So if you didn't eat that lunch, you don't eat the rest of the day. But I took a chance. I said, I'm going to Prabhupada's room. And I just sat outside the door. And sure enough, it's 9 o'clock. They brought in the maha, the prasad for Prabhupada. Later on, they took it out, set it outside the kitchen door. It's just me and all that maha. And I thought to myself, at the pavilion, you didn't see any sannyasis eating down there. I said, yeah, because they're eating Prabhupada's maha. Now, I'm going to eat all that maha, and they will have nothing. I'm going to teach them a lesson. I thought like that to myself. Of course, this is Prabhupada's eating like a Bengali. I never had Bengali cooking. You know, very bitter, pungent, all these things. So the first thing I put in my mouth, like, oh my God, oh, some sweet rice. Chili hot, Kerala, never had Kerala. So maybe I could eat 4 or 5 things. So I didn't get to punish the sannyasis and eat all the maha. But I did bring another devotee the next day. He could eat it all. He was like, till the third day when they decided. They took the trays inside the kitchen. I go, oh, that's strange. And they came out with a big pot like this, clay pot. And they took all that maha and this, I don't know how they did it. It was merged. Sweet rice, halava, pakora, it was just a liquid. I said, what did you do to Prabhupada's maha? Prabhupada said, devotee shouldn't pick over it. You eat it like that. I said, but I can't eat it like that. I can't eat chili, putting Kerala, all these things. I have to pick over it. Well, that's how it is. That's it. So you just take a little dip, you know, and I could just eat a little. So anyway, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. I think I forgot. Do I have to read? I forgot about the pastime. Is that important? For today is the, I think it's the disappearance day of, yeah, Sri Purushottama Das Thakur's appearance day is today. It's only 2 minutes. I'll read it real quick and we won't take any questions. So the 23rd and 24th prominent devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottama Das, who was the 10th Gopal in Krishna's Leela, I guess. Since birth, Purushottama Das was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he was always engaged in childish play with Lord Krishna. That's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 11th chapter, verses 8 to 39. Sri Sadashiva Kaviraj was extremely fortunate. His son's name was Sri Purushottama Das. He was never externally conscious of his material body. Nityananda Chandra enacted many pastimes within his heart. That's from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Purushottama Thakur had 3 main disciples. Who knows them? Sri Madhavacharya, Sri Yadavacharya, and Devaki Nandana Das, who were born in Kulina Brahmana families. Madhavacharya married Nityananda Prabhu's daughter, Ganga Devi. Devaki Nandana was the author of the book Vaishnava Vandane. Purushottama Thakur Sripat was previously at Sukhasagara. Now his deities are at Chandriyagram. This temple is called Vasu Janavapat. Perhaps this is due to the fact that Kana Thakur, the son of Purushottama, was adopted as the son of Sri Janavi Devi. So, Sri Purushottama Thakur was the coward boy, Stoka Krishna, in Krishna Lila. Sri Purushottama Das Thakur ki. Yeah.